Welcome to episode 18 of All About Fitness. As a fitness educator who has helped write textbooks for the two largest personal training organizations, both the American Council on Exercise and the National Academy of Sports Medicine, my primary focus has been on helping people learn how to move better and teaching people how to use exercise to lose weight or stay injury-free as a weekend warrior. My focus has not been on bodybuilding or preparing for any type of aesthetic fitness contest. However, despite my bias towards performance training and movement-based exercise, I am fully aware that most people start working out because they are motivated to either gain muscle mass or improve their overall muscle definition. In other words, most of us work out because we want to achieve some sick gains and we want to just change the way we look. Recognizing that, I want to make sure that I address those interests by regularly interviewing guests who specialize in exercise to improve or enhance aesthetics. On today's episode of All About Fitness, I'm interviewing former professional bodybuilder Tamer the Razor El Gundy. Our conversation today focuses on how setting exercise goals, especially the strict ones required for success as a bodybuilder, can help you prepare for success in your professional life. Because, let's face it, if you can compete in bodybuilding, then you're driven by setting and working towards challenging goals, which is an important trait required for any type of professional success. Tamer is an excellent example of an individual who has turned the drive and determination that led to success on the competitive stage of bodybuilding towards a career. It just so happens he works in the fitness industry. Tamer is a former IFBB two-time Mr. USA who is now working for UFC Gyms as the Vice President of Global Franchising and the Director of UFC Gym University. Now, personally, my initial perception of UFC Gyms was that it was going to be focused just on the tribal tattooed, Ed Hardy t-shirt wearing crowd that frequent MMA events. And I was completely wrong. I let my bias and experience have a misperception of a great company. So having met and done some work with both Tamer and the director of fitness for UFC Gyms, Robbie McCullough, who I interviewed on episode 16 of All About Fitness, I've been really impressed by their all-inclusive approach towards exercise. And I wanted to do another interview with somebody from UFC Gyms so you can understand their approach and help change any bias you may have about the company. Now, I want you to be well aware that this is not an infomercial for UFC Gyms. I'm not receiving any type of endorsement from them. However, as a fitness professional, as a fitness educator, when I come across a company that I feel is doing the right thing the right way, whether it's a product company or a health club company, I want to make sure I share it with you so that you can change your perception of them. In all honesty, the part of San Diego I live in, we don't have a UFC gym near us, but if there was one near me, you know, within easy commuting distance, I would definitely be interested in either working there as a fitness instructor or definitely investing in a membership there. So after our conversation today, hopefully you might change your idea or change your perception of what the UFC gym experience might have for you. But before I get into today's interview, I want to make sure I mention a word from our sponsors. Vicore Fitness, V-I-C-O-R-E Fitness, are the makers of the TerraCore, the new workout platform that's changing the way that we exercise. Please check out Vicore Fitness at vicorefitness.com. Active Motion Bar, ACTIVmotionbar.com, is a resistance training bar where 30% of the mass is a shifting movable weight. Research has shown that using the dynamic resistance of an active motion bar can be 170% more effective than training with a traditional static weighted bar. If you want to find out how active motion bar training can change your body, check out www.activemotionbar.com. Active Motion Bar, let the resistance move you. So I'm here with Tamer El Gundy.
Yeah, that's good.
El Gundy, how to do it. Former IFBB, Mr. America pro bodybuilder.
Yeah. Mr. USA.
Mr. USA. Yeah.
Okay. Mr. America is part of like a different kind of federation.
So. Okay, you're a two-time Mr. USA?
Two-time Mr. USA, yes.
Okay, and how long were you a professional bodybuilder?
You know, I got my pro card in 2011, but as soon as I got my pro card, I won the USAs, I decided to retire. And the reason why it was at the time, I was already a VP for Gold's Gym You know, I was already working for Muscle Contest as a promoter. So really, my journey as a bodybuilder was mostly to focus on something that was personal, than more than a career. So once I turned pro, it wasn't feasible any longer for me to continue that.
So you had to make a decision, either pursue pro bodybuilding or pursue your career.
Absolutely.
And you decided to stay focused on your career.
Correct.
Now, how long did it take you to get up to get to the level of getting your pro card?
You know, I obviously, like, I trained for over 15 years. I tried to get my pro card for 8 years in the USA. So it's a long journey. It's a lot different from today. I think a lot of the athletes today, they get their pro cards a lot easier. You know, in the past, you know, it was very common, like, to take a decade to be able to get your pro card. So
when you're doing, when you're then training for bodybuilding, you're also working with a gym company, right?
Yes.
So you're kind of doing both in the same.
Yes.
And now your focus, you're working here at UFC Gym. And what's your role at UFC Gym?
I'm a senior vice president for global franchising, and I'm the head of the UFC Gym University. That's all the education, training, development of all the corporate and franchise employees.
Cool. How many UFC gyms are there now worldwide?
It's 131, but we have a commitment to open 256 that have already been sold and are gonna open on the next year or so.
Another 256 in the next. So we're halfway through 2016 and open another 256. That's pretty huge.
Yeah, it's we're growing extremely fast. Domestic, the growth is fantastic, but really what's impressive is the international growth. Is we almost literally turning people down because we don't have the capacity to support the international system as fast as they're growing.
So. And do you think that's partly because of the popularity of UFC internationally?
Unquestionably. You know, I think that the UFC, if you compare it to other, you know, fitness brands around the world, has a couple points of differentiation that make it, you know, fantastic. I'd say the first one is the youth. The UFC is the only brand in the world that you could have a 3 years old kid being a member of the gym.
Really?
You know, yes. So we have members at 3 years old, and it's different. You can be, as a father or a mother, come into the gym, put your kid instead of the daycare, you know, he's going there taking a jiu-jitsu class or, you know, a striking class.
Oh, that's
and,
cool.
You know, exercising, and he's a member, you know. I think that's, you know, it's a very a family environment. And the second thing, you know, I used to work for Gold Gym for many, many years, and I have quite a lot of respect and passion for the brand. But one of the things that we tried to do for many years was to have, like, global impact through media and marketing, and the cost is just absurd and prohibitive. But here on the UFC, we can do that because the UFC has all that global impact with the TV and pay-per-view in over 100 countries around the world. So that obviously allows us to really have a lot more media exposure than any other brand in the world.
That's really cool. And where's your biggest? Where do you see your biggest growth market?
Unquestionably, like Asia and South America, we have a lot of growth, and people constantly asking to opening locations there. Brazil, of course, with the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and martial arts in Asia. But I think one of the biggest mistakes that people would have is exactly what you said. People think that's a martial arts gym, but it's not. You know, I wouldn't be here if it was that. It's really a fitness facility that has martial arts. You know, it's one of the elements that we have. So.
And now it's interesting to see. So you're successful as a bodybuilder, and it makes sense that you were at a Gold's Gym because Gold's kind of Gold's and bodybuilding developed hand in hand. I mean, they basically really supported one another. And now, how is your training? How is somebody who's a competitive bodybuilder and who really trained that? How's that helped you to work in the fitness industry? How's that kind of been a resource?
I think, like, in general, being an athlete, any kind of athlete, if you are organized and well educated, you can translate that determination to the workforce. And I think that's what I try to do. I think that, you know, the same sort of crazy mentality I would have being a bodybuilder and say, look, it doesn't matter what happened, I'm gonna do that 2 hours of cardio I do here, you know, but it's different. It's like I gotta, you know, continue to expand the brain outside. I gotta, you know, work harder to other people to prove myself. So you translate both of those, you know, those things to each other.
And that actually makes a lot of sense, because if you're competing as a bodybuilder, you kind of have a set goal that you're working on.
and you stay laser focused on that goal. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
and how would you set your goals? What would you do? What would be your goal setting process?
You know, I think like, you know, when I was trying to win a show, and people say this all the time, but I believe that, you know, the person that wins is the person that endures the most pain and suffering. That's the person that wins. You know, it's like every single time you're in the treadmill, you think, look, you know, I want to stop right now, but you don't stop, but you think, well, probably two or three guys out there are stopping right now, so I'm beating them right now. And it's the same thing in the workplace. You know, you come here to work and, you know, you have a lot of barriers, a lot of difficulties, and people just let it go. I don't. You know, I will pursue until I achieve my objective.
And how long have you been now with UFC Gyms?
The UFC recently, just about 6 months. You know, I started in December. They offered me this the position, and once I saw the amount of knowledge and personnel that they have here, I could not say no. I think I got a call from Mark Mastroff, what's by many people is the Steve Jobs of the fitness industry. Started 24 Hour Fitness with just one location, and then years later sold for $1.7 billion. Not many people that can tell that story. And when you have a man like that calling you and asking you to come be part of what he's building, I think that it's difficult to say no, you know?
So that's what you see here. You see an opportunity to take, because that's what I've seen, Tamar, with this brand, is they're using the brand to try to introduce people to fitness. Is that correct? That they're using kind of the brand recognition UFC to try to get people to be into a fitness lifestyle?
Unquestionably, you know, and that's why the UFC is so particularly about building premium locations that truly are fitness locations. Because the same way that Gold's Gym, when it started, like everybody thought Gold's Gym is for bodybuilders. So if you're not like a bodybuilder, you shouldn't go to Gold's Gym. I think the UFC gym, you know, in the beginning had the same kind of struggles. You know, a lot of people say, well, UFC, what's a fighting gym? It's not, you know, and we're trying to actually be more diverse. We use so much like functional training, and we continue to explore different technologies because we want to be more inclusive than any other brand in the fitness industry.
Yeah, that's what surprised me. And I don't want to say that in a bad way, but in a really good way. The gyms I've walked into and seen, I've been overwhelmed and shocked with just like how cool the layout is, the equipment you guys have, the knowledge of the trainers and the instructors, and it really seems that you're trying to set it apart. So not only internationally, but what do you guys see yourself doing in the next year or so? How do you want to be, what perception do you want people to have of you in the industry?
Well, I think we want to create a revolution on the fitness industry. We want to have the best coaches, the best trainers on our gyms. And we want to really get more kids to the gyms. I think that, you know, like if you see like, you know, the obesity here in the United States and many other countries in the world, kids do not exercise as much as they used in the past. And I think the UFC gym, differently from any other gym, truly provides a fun experience for kids. You know, and if you get kids involved on doing fitness at a young age, it becomes something they'll do forever. And I think that's our obligation to do that, to provide a healthier society, you know.
And so, actually, I'm just thinking about that because it's kind of cool because you said Gold's, people equated Gold's with bodybuilding. So they thought that was kind of the driving factor. Yeah. If I join Gold's, I'm joining because I want to be a bodybuilder. And not that everybody wants to be a UFC fighter, but do you think people are kind of attracted by the fact that they could train like a fighter? Do you think that's one of the things that gets people in your door?
Well, I think like in general, people want to train like an athlete. Like if you, like you see, we have amazing athletes in different sports. I would say the UFC fighters are unquestionably some of the most well-trained and prepared athletes in the world. And like, you know, if you try to box for like, you know, 5 minutes, you see how tired you're going to get because you're mostly doing resistance training and cardio at the same time. So they got to be incredibly prepared. And I think that we have used a lot of the, you know, the methodology that they use and apply on, you know, on the things that we're doing on our gyms. You know, we have, you know, classes and different kind of like training systems that we use that incorporates all that. So that's kind of part of what you're trying to do.
Cool. And now just quick personally, one of the things I always try to, when I speak with guests on the podcast, is I always try to get people who are a little bit more mature. Yeah, so how have you changed your training habits since you've gotten like into your 30s and as you've kind of have started kind of hitting, because we know that your body starts changing when you hit 35. Like 35, your body really starts making significant changes, but exercise can slow that down. So how have you changed your workouts from being a pro bodybuilder now to being an executive?
No, dramatically. I'll say like when I was training, I mostly used to use resistance training equipment and really kind of like use a style of training that was like a mixture of high volume and high intensity training. I think right now I incorporate a lot more functional training that I ever use. And I use actually the machines much less than I used to use in the past. Not that I don't think the machines are important, but they are part of my workout, not my whole workout. I think I kind of use a lot more movements that are natural movements that incorporate my whole body. And I think that's part of evolution of like, you know, of fitness. You continue to explore different ways to stimulate your body.
I appreciate it. For those of you interested in finding out more about UFC Gyms, I'll have their website linked below, and you can find out about what UFC Gyms might be offering for you, whether you're in the U.S. or whether you're national. Any last thoughts about what UFC is going to be doing over the next year?
Well, if you're out of the country, you're gonna see the UFC gym in your country very, very soon. I promise you that. If you're here domestically, we'll be building a gym next to your house the next month or so.
A huge thank you to Tamer El-Gundy and his time in his interview about UFC gyms and about his experience as a professional bodybuilder. Now, if you've listened to any of the other All About Fitness podcasts, you may have noticed that it's a little bit different today. I haven't used any intro music, nor do I have my standard intro. One, I'm kind of playing around with different formats, and I'm just seeing kind of what the response that people have. So if you like just kind of the plain Jane, straight to it, no intro music, in a very just straightforward approach, please feel free to make that in the comments on iTunes or send me an email at Pete, P-E-T-E, at PeteMcCallFitness.com. I'm really trying to scale this podcast to meet your needs and to introduce you to new ideas, programs, products, or companies that might help you get the results you want. The other thing is I'm actually recording this while on vacation. I'm really trying to be consistent about getting the podcast out, so I'm using my laptop right now and wanted to get a podcast out without too much delay. I recorded this conversation with Tamer a number of months ago, so we're getting close to the end of 2016, and you heard me make a reference to halfway through the year there. And, the way this stuff works is right now, the podcasting thing, I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm trying to make it work and hopefully putting good information out there. And recorded this conversation a while ago, and I'm finally getting around to editing it and publishing it. That said, I really, said this a little bit in the introduction, and I said this on All About Fitness 16 when I interviewed Rob McCullough. I've been impressed with seeing UFC gyms and seeing their operation. There are a number of gyms out there that really I feel don't do a good job, and I'm not going to name names, but they're there, they're a facility, they have weights, they have equipment, but they really don't have a culture. UFC Gym is doing a good job of creating a culture that's based on you achieving success. So we're getting ready to hit early 2017. And what happens at the beginning of the year? You know, everybody sets their New Year's resolutions, and you might be interested in going out and looking for a gym or starting a fitness program. And that's one of the reasons why I'm publishing this right now is I really invite you to, at the very least, stick your head in the doors of UFC Gym and check it out. Yes, they do have a octagon there, which is part of their brand. I mean, that's part of the UFC brand. But it really is an all-inclusive gym with a focus on family-oriented programming. You've also heard that Vicor Fitness is one of the sponsors of my show. Well, the product, the program that I've been working on with UFC Gym is creating a class featuring the TerraCore. If you go to VicorFitness.com and check out the TerraCore, T-E-R-R-A, C-O-R-E, check out the TerraCore. I'll post a video of it, a link to a video down in the show notes below. But what I've been doing is helping UFC Gym develop a group fitness class format based on the TerraCore. And one of the cool things about the TerraCore platform is it's variable, meaning that every time you use it, your body is going to have a slightly different reaction. What we're learning about exercise, if you do the same exercise or same movement over and over and over again, you create certain wear patterns which could create an injury. So if you want to avoid an injury and develop true strength, and this is different than achieving aesthetics, You know, you heard Tamer mention, talk a little bit about movement. Training to improve movement is a little bit different than training for aesthetics. And if you want to train to improve the way you move, which can help improve the way you look, then you want to have some variability in your program, meaning you want your exercise to be just a little bit different every time you do it. And that's the benefit of using a product like the TerraCore. That's also the benefit of training like an MMA fighter. Because when you look at how MMA fighters train, they have a very variable resistance. And that's why they're so strong. And in my opinion, MMA fighters are some of the fittest athletes out there. Because if you go into an MMA contest or MMA fight, you're never going to have the exact same experience. Now, if you run a marathon is 26.2 miles. Whether you run it in North America, South America, wherever you run it, you're running 26.2 miles. And putting that stress on your body could create potential overuse injuries. Whether you're doing jiu-jitsu, kenpo, taekwondo, if you're doing martial arts and you're competing in a contest like martial arts, you're never going to have the exact same competition twice. That variability can help truly make your body much stronger. So that's going to be a constant theme that you hear about on this podcast, is ways to train. If you've been training for years like a bodybuilder and you've been experiencing like shoulder soreness, back soreness, the same soreness, well, it might be time to kind of rethink the way you train and look at training with some movement variability and adding different types of movements to your program. That's the benefit of training on the TerraCore. That's also the benefit of my other sponsor, Active Motion Bar. Active Motion Bar is a dynamic variable resistance where, you know, the weight moves as you move, which creates a completely different training load. The reason why I'm going into this is because that's why, you know, I'm aligned with those companies. That's why I'm a big fan of UFC gyms, is because what we're learning, the more we learn about fitness, we're understanding that variability is a key to long-term success. So if you can have some consistency in the way you train, yet some variability built within that, meaning your workouts have some consistency, but you're kind of challenging your body a little bit different each time, like you get when you work against a competitor in martial arts, then you're truly going to develop total body strength. And in my opinion, I want to help you get strong. Yes, looking good is important, but being strong, being fit, my definition of fitness is having the ability to do what you want to do when you want to do it. That's having the ability to do what you want to do when you want to do it. In my opinion, being fit or being strong isn't just looking good, but it's having not only the strength to do what you want, but that positive mindset that you can achieve whatever goal you want. And that ties in, because if you have the mindset of, hey, I can pick up that weight, or hey, I can do a certain number of repetitions, that positive mindset carries over to anything else that you're gonna face in your life. So I'm doing a little bit of freelancing here, a little freestyle on the end of the podcast. If you're still listening to it, great. If not, then it really doesn't matter. But I really, as a fan of podcasts, I really chafe when I'm listening to an introduction or I'm listening to an interview and the interviewer gets off on all kinds of tangents. And that really, nothing turns me off more than trying to listen to a good interview, but the interview goes off on all kinds of tangents. So when I do interviews, I'm trying to stay focused on the interview. I'm trying to stay focused on why I have that guest on, whatever the guest experience is. And what I'm going to start doing is doing this. At the end of my podcast, I'm going to go into a little bit more of an editorial where I kind of freestyle a little bit. Today, I'm freestyling a little bit of talking about variability and about why, you know, I have the relationships I have with a couple of my product sponsors. I'm big fans of them. Active Motion Bar and TerraCore, I believe, are two products that can help you train for a better, healthier life. So that's kind of the way I'm going to do it. This is episode 18 of All About Fitness. I have a couple of really cool episodes coming up. I have a registered dietitian. I have a well-known strength coach. I'm going to be posting a podcast in the next couple of weeks that I did a while back with Jen Sinkler, who's an author and a program developer. So I got some really cool stuff in store coming up on All About Fitness. And I really, again, I'm going to go back to, if you like the podcast, if you've been listening this long, please do me a favor. Give me a good favorable rating, or give me a rating on iTunes. Because right now I'm just doing this for fun. I'm doing this to try to put information out there. But obviously, if you're listening to this and you're getting a benefit out of this, if you take the time to give me a rating, then it can elevate my status on iTunes and other people can get the same benefits. So as we're getting ready to start a new year, as we're getting ready to make New Year's intentions, or what a former client of mine called New Year's, he called resolutions intentions, as we're getting ready to kind of make a shift, I really want to make a promise to you that I'm going to try to do a great job of getting more All About Fitness podcasts out there for the coming year and really try to introduce you to different concepts, whether they be clubs, equipment, individuals, and really trying to give you an overall perspective of fitness from my point of view. As an educator, I'm privileged to work with some of the top fitness minds in the world. And I really, that's the reason why I started this podcast, is because the conversations that we have sometimes when we're after we've done a workshop or if we're traveling or we're having dinner together, some of those conversations are really fun. And I want to try to bring some of those conversations to you. And it's not just giving you a commercial. I'm not trying to sell anything or promote anything, but it's really trying to peek behind the veil of how professionals like myself, the people responsible for writing, for creating things, how we view fitness, because I think we bring a unique perspective to it that you can take and apply to your own workouts. Anyway, I've rambled enough. If you appreciate the podcast, please do me a favor. Post a review on iTunes. You can email me if you have any ideas for whom you'd like to hear, Pete@PeteMcCallFitness. My Twitter is Pete@PeteMC_fitness. My Twitter is Pete@MC_fitness. My Instagram is Pete McCall, MCCALL_fitness on Instagram. So have a wonderful day, and thanks for tuning in.